13 businesses in Longford are closed today following a fire in the town. The fire happened in the Grafton Court area on Sunday. In a moment, we'll hear from one of the impacted business owners. But first, here's Lucianne Bird, Director of Learning with Rehab Group. The fire damaged its National Learning Network building.
We provide services to around 60 students. These would be QQI level 3 to 5 courses. Students are aged 16 and upwards, and they're, you know, from a fairly broad background. So we would have students who are neurodiverse, students with autism, students with mental health challenges, learning disabilities.
Could you give us an overview of the damage that has been done to the building, Lucianne?
We don't really know the extent of the damage, but looking at it from the outside, it seems quite extensive. So, you know, the National Learning Network service is on the top floor of the building, and you know, looking at it from the outside, we can see through the rafters up to the sky, so that indicates fairly extensive damage. But we don't have access to the building as yet, as, you know, the forensic investigations are ongoing. But we are developing our plans on the basis that we will need to find alternative space, both in the short to medium term, and that, you know, it's most likely that equipment and facilities are extensively damaged.
Lucianne Bird from Rehab there. Pauline Belton, owner of Grafters Hair Company, is with us now. Pauline, sorry to hear about your business. It's closed today. How badly damaged was your property?
Good morning, Cian. Well, our unit is actually on the ground floor. So the fire was mainly up on the second and third floors, right up into the roof. So ours would be water damage and smoke damage. But that's quite expensive because it leaves us, of course, that we're unable to open our businesses and we won't have access probably for quite a while.
You're 24 years in business. Is there any indication that you can reopen? Can you get a different property in the town?
Well, we were 24 years in business on the day of the fire, believe it or not. And Grafton Court is 24 years old because I was the first tenant there. We are trying to relocate at the moment, but, you know, I have quite a few staff working. We've over 20 staff in total, but we have a second salon in another town. So, but in Longford, I have 13 people to try and look after that I feel responsible for. And as we speak, we are trying to get somewhere to relocate. But in our end of it, I suppose, with the hairdressing, it has to be a particular type, you know, of premises. I just can't walk into an empty unit. We need to have the power, we need to have the water, you know, the plumbing, everything. So we have a lot of work to do. So I think for this week, we're sitting back trying to get the work done behind the scenes. And once we get access to the business or actually to the premises, once forensics are done with it, well, then we can start trying to move out some of our equipment, and hopefully we will have a unit got at that stage.
And what about the 20 people you employ? Are they out of work this morning?
I have 13 people out of work this morning.
13?
Yes. And, you know, my team have been so wonderful to me. I have quite long-term colleagues, and they're standing by me, and they're trying to get me to stand back and take a breather and until we get sorted. But, you know, those girls have mortgages, they have bills, and I just feel very responsible at the moment, and I'm doing my best to try to get them relocated. Now, the Minister, Dara Kellery, is coming to meet with us tomorrow, I believe.
Well, what will you be saying to him? Are there any supports in place for business owners like yourself and then your employees as well?
Right, that's what we're hoping that he's going to bring with him tomorrow. And I intended being down and talking to people yesterday to get some more information, but my house has been full with people, I suppose, offering support. And we're I'm a local person here. And I suppose the support that's coming to our door here, just people worrying about us, and they know the shock that it has caused to me and all of my team. We're all in the same boat. So I didn't get out to get talking with many people yesterday, but I believe that they're hoping he will have a package with him for Letter Be the business or for our team, because, you know, I really want those girls to be looked after until we're ready to open up.
Well, what kind of package do you need to get?
Well, I would like support financially for the girls, and more so than me. I would like support for the girls that I would know that, I suppose, that they have something in place there for their mortgages, and that I can do very little to help them at the moment because my hands are tied. I have no money coming in.
13 businesses that are impacted by the fire, are they calling for the same as you?
PR got in for the same as me, and there's a lot of people very shocked. I know people can say, well, if you have insurance, that will kick in. They may not understand. It takes ages for all of that to happen. And we have a lot of work to do before we can, you know, and that's for any of us who have insurance. And I believe there's one or two who actually didn't have insurance, and that's devastating.
You're saying these things take ages, but how long will it take you to move your premises?
Well, we would be hoping that next week that we might get relocating. So we won't be open this weekend. The following weekend, we would be hoping to be open for business somewhere in town. I do have another premises, and I'm lucky enough that for a few weeks that I could relocate there. A lot of work into relocating and trying to get the place ready. So we want something more permanent than that, because looking at the premises as it is now, I think it's going to be quite a bit of time before we can get back in there. So I need something a little bit more permanent than a few weeks.
Pauline Belton, owner of Grafters Hair Company in Longford, best of luck with everything and thanks for talking to us this morning.